Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Young steals second. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball towards center. Jameson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jameson. Young scores. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Walker scores. Welch moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston scoops it up and throws to first, with Hasty covering, for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McInnes moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes scores. Wood moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. O'Neill moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Charlie Eckert now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Welch catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Welch. O'Neill tags and scores. Bagby tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball towards right field. Welch fields the ball and throws to first. Johnston drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Johnston. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Wood reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Stevenson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill is walked intentionally. Fred Hammock now pitching. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bagby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Perkins moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock takes first base on ball 4. Perkins scores. Galloway moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Dave Keefe now pitching. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jameson. Johnston reaches second base with a double. Galloway scores. Dykes scores. There goes Hammock trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnston scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keefe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hammock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galloway. George Uhel pinch hits for Dave Keefe. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. O'Neill moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hamock, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Gardner moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Gardner scores. Stevenson scores. It's 8-7, Athletics. Jim Sullivan now pitching. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 3 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevenson. Miller moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Galloway hits a fly ball towards right. Wood catches it and throws to home to double up Miller. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Evans reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Jim Sullivan. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-4 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Welch bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Gardner and over to Stevenson, who tags Walker for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Luke Sewell pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Bill Wamsgans pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.